there, Roger?
Yeah, I got a copy. I asked you, did you use the cherry picker to lift those engines?
Of course. It was kind of funny how we had to do this. I had a big FedEx semi backed into my driveway, and I told him he couldn't get up there, and he says, I can get up there, and sure enough, he couldn't. So we put some, 4x4s underneath his rear axles and on the trailer, and put it up about 4 inches and backed my truck up to it. We got it nice and level, wheeled it, the motor and tranny on the pallet that he had it, 8 feet long, 890 pounds, and went ahead and put in the truck, and I backed up to my shop, used that cherry picker, picked it up like it wasn't even on it.
Yeah, the jack on the cherry picker working okay?
So-so. It needed oil. It had moisture and water in it, so I got a lot of it out. I emptied it out. I put new oil in it. It's working, but the seal's leaking just a tiny little bit, so I think the more I'm going to use it, hopefully it swells up and seals up, but it's not bad at all, but it works. It works great, Roger.
Well, good for you. I hope it works good for you, and you get that Camaro running and out of your shop in the next couple months.
That's the plan, Roger. You know, I figure I could probably button this up by Monday, get it running and everything. We got to change the ECM, the complete wiring harness, and drop in the engine, tranny, radiator, AC work, and all that. No big deal. But then I got to do complete brakes all the way around, calipers, rotors, struts, and undercoat the car and clean it up a little bit. So it'll be a couple months, but I'm getting it out of here. That's my last big job. That's what I said last time.
Yeah, nobody believes you. You always get these new jobs.
Well, Roger, I really enjoy what I do. And, you know, I look forward to waking up and working on this stuff. It's better than sitting in the house watching TV and doing nothing, you know. But I got a lot of chores done in the last 4 months here, and I'm just a little burnt out on that. So this is kind of a change. But anyway, everything looks good. I'm excited about dropping this engine in here. It shouldn't take more than an hour to get the cross member in there and a couple motor mounts up. And that's, I'm going to have Will come over and help me. I just don't like handling that much weight by myself.
Good idea, you know. You got to take care of yourself, you know.
Tell me about it. I got a wake-up call. A couple days ago, I was out in my yard, you know, sucking leaves up with my lawnmower, and I stepped on the top row. It's got three different piers, you know, for retaining walls there, and I stepped on the end of it, and the brick flipped over, flipped me off the top rail, and the lawnmower flipped out. I had to grab onto something, so I grabbed the lawnmower, and it flipped down on top of me, and scraped my side up pretty good, and I go, you know what? I could have hit my head or got killed doing this shit. I mean, it don't matter. Cutting the grass or whatever, you just got to be careful, and that's all it's to it.
Yeah, as you get older, you got to be more careful.
And I am, Roger. Okay, we'll leave it at that note. Just a good little QSO with you there this morning. Enjoy talking to you in the mornings, Roger. So, make sure you're all right. Make sure I'm all right. So if you don't hear from each other once in a while, give me a phone call. All right, Roger. Have an excellent day, man. WRMS 439er. We are based in Monterey today.
WRKJ 746.